Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Sharon Goldsworthy, mayor of Germantown, Stan Joyner, mayor of Collierville, and Bill Drees, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News. Let me start, and I'll start with you, Sharon. The bill to allow the creation of municipal schools has passed through the legislature. I believe this is a bill that you and others from the suburbs have lobbied for and wanted for some time. It goes back to the court case where there was a bill passed and found unconstitutional because it was allowed municipal schools in Shelby County only, according to the judge. You're happy with this bill? Do you look ahead to forming a municipal school district in Germantown?
Yes. certainly, this bill supplanted the vulnerability of the previous bill that Judge Mays found unconstitutional because of what he deemed limitations in applicability. In other words, not everybody in Tennessee could do it. Hardly anybody else could do it. This bill actually is statewide, and so it stands the test, we believe, and should not be challenged. In that regard, we are really grateful to our legislators from this area, as well as working with the leadership to help inform legislators from all across Tennessee of what we were attempting to do with this. And that was simply to give our cities, as well as 25 to 30 others, the option of forming municipal school districts which already exist in other places in Tennessee. So now we're very intent on developing the timeline for the procedures that we now must follow toward developing municipal schools, and we would hope to have that in place to open schools in August of 14.
And Mayor Joyner, I assume you all are happy about this and plan to move forward.
Yes.
What are the next steps for Collierville? And you can speak for the other suburbs, but for Collierville, sure. What are the next steps?
Well, the first thing that we have to do is have three readings. We have to pass an ordinance again to approve the referendum to establish municipal school districts and also the question of the taxpayers' willingness to financially support that school system. That requires three readings. It requires public notice, and it requires a public hearing. So the month of May for us probably will be dedicated toward passing that ordinance for the referendum. Then we'll deliver that to the Election Commission. And then there are a certain number of days between the time it's delivered until the time you can have the election. The dates that we've looked at right now are somewhere in the middle of July, maybe July the 14th.
And this would be the election of local school boards.
This would be, yes, for the referendum for the local school boards and the funding. Then after that is certified, then we would move into the ordinance for electing our school board again. We'll have to do that.
Because the election, that was all negated. You can't go back to those results. But there is funding in place. You all did pass a half-cent sales tax increase. That has been collected. That has been on the books.
That will not need to be redone. The first month that we collected taxes from that was for the month of October. So we've had 4 or 5 months, 6 months of collections from the half-cent sales tax.
In terms of the funding and that question, I'll just kind of bounce back and forth here. There were some people back when you all were moving down this road of creating your own school district who said that half-cent sales tax wasn't going to be enough. What is your sense of that now? You haven't had to spend the money on schools. I guess you've spent the money on legal bills, but you haven't had to spend it on schools. But are your budget projections the same now that they were, I guess, a year ago? And is the money coming in at the rate you expected from that half-cent sales tax?
Okay. In our particular case, we wished that our sales tax revenues were a little more vigorous. Nevertheless, we are right now in the midst of developing our city budget, and the one that our staff is working very intensely on includes what we call the municipal school fund within the general fund or attached to it. We have no reason at this moment to think that the anticipated revenues for next year should not cover what amounts to the ramp up of the first year. And that includes a lot of front-end costs that you have initially. I'm thinking things like FF&E and IT for the central office. And then by this time next year, we hope we will be then working with the school board in its development of its first true fiscal operational year starting July 1st of 14.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.